Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on joy together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Find Joy in the Mundane. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. We welcomed our fourth child last month, and although I've been a mom for almost a decade, with each new child we have added to our family, I'm reminded quickly how much I need God's grace to make it through each day, even though I thrive on tackling tasks ahead of me so I can check them off of my to-do list. And there are so many these days. I wrestle with the monotony of it and keeping a good attitude in front of my children. I have found myself starting my day with a pretty sour mood and dreading another day of the same routine. Realizing that is not Christ-honoring at all, I told my husband the other day that one thing I want my children to remember about me is how much I laughed, how joyful I was no matter what. That isn't my natural bent. I am more introspective and melancholy most of the time. Even though I am incredibly thankful to be a mother, the fruit of the Spirit that seems to be a struggle for me to hang on to in this season of my life is the fruit of joy. Instead of allowing my circumstances and personality to become excuses for my lack of joyful outlook and demeanor, I must look to Christ and trust that He will fill me with joy and hope, even in the boring and monotonous routines of life. For me, that is finding joy in serving my family. In his letters to the Romans in chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is speaking of self-denial on behalf of others, reminding them and us that Christ was a servant to his people and to the Gentiles. This truth should cause us to glorify God and rejoice no matter what as we seek to serve others and share the gospel with hope and joy. Paul prays in Romans 15, verse 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Romans 15, verse 13. The scriptures encourage us and give us strength to persevere when we find ourselves discouraged, bored, or tempted to complain and grumble. as God's children, we are not to grumble. We must remember that, ultimately, grumbling is complaining against the sovereign God of the universe and saying he isn't good, which is sinful. When we complain or have a sour, ungrateful attitude, we should repent, reset our mind by thinking on things above, and rejoice and give thanks to God for his graciousness and goodness towards us. There are new mercies available to us every single morning. Perhaps it would be a beneficial habit to create a daily list of things that you are grateful for to help cultivate a heart of contentment and joy. Despite hardships and inconveniences in our life and relationships, we are called to rejoice and find joy in Christ alone and all that he has done for us. It all comes down to the attitude and posture of our heart, which God is shaping to look more like Jesus every day. The God of hope has given us himself through the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit are all available to us the more we yield to the Spirit instead of giving in to our flesh that wars against the Spirit daily, Galatians 5, verse 17. We can call upon the name of the Lord to cry out for help when we are tempted to complain and walk in ungratefulness, and he will empower us with his Spirit. He is our ever-present help in time of need, and he is faithful to strengthen us with his grace and fill us up with his peace, hope, and joy, even in the mundane. Let's pray. Father God, although it is easy to find excuses for the reasons of my behavior and mood, I know your word is very clear about the posture of our heart and attitude, especially when it comes to circumstances that are difficult, stressful, or even mundane and boring. You care about the condition of our heart and the attitude that we exude because, as Christ followers, we are to look and behave differently than the world. People are watching all the time how we react when we are struggling under the weight of the cares of life. I ask that you would first and foremost give me a hunger for more of your word. I know that is where my mind is renewed. The word helps me cultivate the fruit of the Spirit and walk in obedience with abundant joy and hope as I seek to serve you, as I serve others above myself. Help me to guard my heart and avoid grumbling. I want to find joy in all circumstances, even in my monotonous routine. I fix my gaze upon the God of hope and trust that you will fill my heart to the overflow of joy and hope as I learn to follow Christ and his ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.